Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The NBA is looking at options to resume their season. We've heard Vegas as an option. We've heard empty arenas as an option. Well, according to Shams, the NBA is looking at Disney World's Wide World of Sports to be the host for the NBA to resume their season. It is close to the Orlando Magic's facilities. They have hotels that are currently going unused. And it is it is several TV-ready venues that they could just plop their cameras in and play basketball.
Could we have Disney characters doing all the announcing?
I believe you could. I mean,
I know we wanted the Muppets to do it, but let's just go straight Disney characters.
Yeah, Muppets are for NFL. Disney's for...
Yeah.
If you're doing the Wide World of sport, Mickey Mouse would get annoying, though,
LeBron after... LeBron with the jumper, ha-ha!
Yeah. Oh, well done.
That's a really good... Yeah. You have a good Mickey, Buck.
I don't know. I guess I just... it's the first time I've really tried that.
But that is...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go Goofy.
Oh, that's a good Goofy.
Yeah. What is Goofy, by the way?
He's a dog.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But he has a dog in Pluto, right?
Yeah. Are you sure he's a dog?
Yeah, Goofy's a dog.
I don't think he's a dog.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know what Goofy is.
Yeah, no, he's a dog.
Okay.
He's a dog.
Just making sure. I still don't know what he is.
There's
not a lot of conviction in that.
No.
And no, I mean in general. There's
Goofy. I don't know if Goofy's a tall, dog. Anthropomorphic dog. Okay. Who wears a turtleneck and vest.
On Google's People Also Ask, it says, what kind of a cow is Goofy?
I thought he was more cow-dog combo.
He's a dog, dude. Look at his big floppy ears and tell me that's not a dog. Goofy's a dog.
I've always been wondering.
But, anyway. Oh, wait a minute. This is, since he owns another dog in Pluto, well, isn't Pluto Mickey's dog?
No. It's back and forth, I thought. I have no idea.
Community dog?
Yeah, it's community dog. He's Pluto's his own thing. Come on, Pluto.
Okay.
Okay. Why are Goofy and Pluto both dogs? Another question on
is that
on
a form of like dog slavery that he has there?
Goofy according to Disney, Goofy was created as a human character as opposed to Pluto, which was a pet. So they are both dogs, but Goofy a human dog, Pluto a dog.
Still confusing.
Very confusing.
See, I'm not wrong on this. It's very confusing.
Well, no, you are wrong. It is a dog.
Yeah, I know, but it's still confusing as hell. Anyway, oh, no Disney doubt about it. Doing basketball. Let's do it.
This is something that I think is probably the most likely scenario out of all of them, right? Because unlike Las Vegas, where you have like the strip there and the ability to leave, like you have Disney World is more or less a compound that this is more feasible to do. And you have several different hotels, so you have a bunch of different places still in one compound that you can maybe even have the ability to bring some family members to. Mm. This is something that I think when Shams is saying, all right, this is real, now then on top of that, you had other reports from Yahoo Sports saying they've actually pitched it to Bob Iger. And Bob Iger made a pitch to the NBA's Board of Governors about the possibility of bringing them in there and saying, this is exactly how we can do it. Let's make this thing work. And to me, that makes me excited about the possibility of having that venue. But it's still the same holding pattern as baseball. I think baseball has a great idea that we talked about yesterday with their three different spots of 10-team leagues.
Yes.
And then bring them together. It's a testing issue, and once that testing falls in place, I think we can get the ball rolling on it.
Not to poo-poo on this, but can we get action? At this point in time, we've heard Vegas. We've heard baseball. We've heard baseball in Florida, baseball in Arizona, baseball in Texas. We've heard basketball maybe mm-hmm. in small venues. We now basketball in Disney. At this point, enough of the ideas. Let's get some action. Let's get ahead of the game and say, we have this. Let's do that first and actually get to that point. So there are all these, well, these are ideas. These are things. And when it does happen, it'd be great. But what is the best scenario for all these guys to stay home in their markets? Well, I don't know why we're going to uproot and put all these guys in one compound area. It doesn't make any sense. If the testing is right, you can just do that and take care of that situation. They're all on private planes.
Because travel is still an issue, though.
You're on a private airplane. You could have testing done. You could have your own private testing. That's really what this is. It's all about testing.
But
in my opinion, and that's just kind of how I'm looking at this, venue schmenus. It's all about how can you make sure you could secure these guys from a bus to an airplane anywhere.
Yes, but then the issue becomes if you're on the road, you're then traveling and staying in more hotels, whereas you can play eight different teams without having to go to seven different cities.
Yeah, you're
not going to different hotels.
Part.
You're going in one place.
Yeah.
That's why you want them in one place, is to minimize the different locations
course,
that you're putting
that
the players
goes without
in.
Saying, yes.
Well, no, I think it does, because when we're talking about why don't we just have them at their home places? Well, that's the reason that they want to do it. Now that you have a plan in place, you get the testing, you can just go full steam ahead and get this thing rolling.
For everything that you said right there, I could find a scenario to back up, say, what's safer? 30 hotels within every venue and every place that's been secured, locked down with testing, and has people that are tested there, and it's all done in one spot. 30 hotels, that's not hard. It's not like you're locking down 5,000 hotels in this country. You could find easily one small hotel that is the NBA rents out and says, this is our hotel for the rest of the year, and we make sure we quarantine within this. Nobody goes in and out.
That's in one location, though.
30 hotels, 30 different locations, 30 teams. I mean, it's not unfeasible to do. But they want to lock it down in one quarantine place. I don't have any problems with it. I'm just saying, at this point, we're trying all these. It feels like it's darts at the wall, and it should be darts at the wall, because nobody knows, because testing isn't ready.
Yeah, and once that happens, though, the important part about these store reports coming out is that once that is ready, they have a plan of action. They know exactly what they're going to do, and you just move full steam ahead. And so I think that is a refreshing part, is that as time is going on, it's not like the wheels are still spinning and options aren't available for these leagues, Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NHL too. You have a plan. You just need one last thing, and it's a big thing. But, you know, Dr. Fauci had great news for sports yesterday when he said, look, June, like mid to late June, looks like that is when you're going to have more than enough, is a report that I saw.
I know.
So.
All right.
What? That's a sign of optimism that, you know, it's right around the corner.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping Dr. Fauci and trusting all these really smart people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hope. Nothing but hope.
That's all we have right now, right?
That's all we got. Got to stay with it.
Mm. In Orlando, going to Florida. What's up with that area, like that Central Florida area? Orlando and Tampa seems to be the heart of the sports world right now.
It's because everybody from the East Coast and New York, where do they go to retire and get some sun?
You have Tom Brady and Gronk going to Tampa. The WWE held their WrestleMania in Orlando.
I mean, what offices of major leagues, or I'm sorry, of every major franchise isn't in New York?
I mean,
where's Major League Baseball's home base?
New York.
Where's NFL?
New York.
Where's MLB?
New York.
Okay, so they're going to make their decisions.
And NBA.
Where's the most population in our country? Right. East Coast. So you keep it in Florida, I guess. Makes sense.
Where's the NHL offices at?
It's a good question. Sheboygan.
Sheboygan's a good call.
Canada?
New York.
I don't know.
Their Wikipedia page says their headquarters are New York City, New York.
They're all in New York.
I was going to say Toronto.
Why? Really?
Because hockey, Canada.
That's rude.
Because it was founded in Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah, but there's a lot of American teams.
Well, yeah, 24 of them. But it just seems like a Canadian thing to do, is have hockey based up there.
Just offended every American hockey fan.
I was actually thinking this morning, why is it the National Hockey League when it's clearly an International Hockey League?
Ooh.
Same with National Basketball Association.
Hockey League, right? Is that what we're trying to do? It should be the International. We just claim.
Well, I mean, it's not really the National Hockey League.
I know what you're saying about Canadians. It's America's top hat.
Hey, they're welcome in. You think NFL is ever in Canada? Remember when John Bon Jovi?
Redonkulous. Taxes are redonkulous.
Well, that didn't stop the MLB or NBA.
Yeah, it stopped them. They pulled them. I know eventually. Toronto's still hanging out there. I know, but it's not like everybody loves the fact that Kawhi Leonard left because he's like, it's cold, and they take 70% of my money.
Well, they have more championships this century than a lot of NBA teams do.
Yeah.
Man.
Thank God for Kevin Durant.
Thank God for Kevin Durant getting hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. How long until it goes sideways? Hear what Brett Favre had to say in an interview with Rich Eisen after Buck with SportsCenter.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.